Ephesians 6, verse 14. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. We continue our studies looking at the armor of God, the spiritual armor of God that we must put on in order that we would stand. We saw in previous studies about the belt of truth. We began to look at the breastplate of righteousness in our last study. And we saw that it's not speaking of self-righteousness that we're to put on. We will see in this study that it isn't even the imputed righteousness of Christ. When we first trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, His righteousness was imputed to us. We find that in Romans 4, verses 6, 11, and 22 to 24. Just as David, Romans 4, verse 6, just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. A righteousness imputed apart from works. Verse 11, same chapter. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which we had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them. Imputed. Verses 22 to 24. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Not that it was written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Imputed righteousness. God hath made Christ to be sin for us. He who knew no sin, in order that we might be made the righteousness of Christ in him. So it's impossible for us to put on that kind of righteousness because it has already been given to us in its fullness and it is ours forever. So in our text in Ephesians talking about the breastplate of righteousness, he's not talking about an imputed righteousness because that is what we are already. We are righteous. This imputed righteousness is the very foundation of the Christian life. If you don't have an imputed righteousness, you don't have a Christian. This imputed righteousness allows us access to God. It opens the door of heaven to us. It protects us against the fires of hell. But it does not protect us from the attacks of the enemy. On the contrary, since Satan knows that he can't have us because we belong to Christ, he redoubles his efforts. He doubles down his efforts to defeat us in an attempt to discredit the Savior, to discredit Christ, to discredit the church, and to discredit the God of glory. What Paul is talking about in our text is not a self-righteousness. He's not talking about the imputed righteousness of Christ. He's talking about practical righteousness. A practical righteousness. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Paul is speaking about a practical righteousness of a life that is lived in simple obedience to the word of God. The child of God is to walk in obedience to God's word every day. And that's in line with the new identity that we received when we came to Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5, behold, you are new creatures. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. All things have become new. Now we're to walk in the newness of life. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, we have been raised with him, and now we're to walk in newness of life. Satan will try to attack us. He wants to rob us of righteous works, of righteousness lived out for the glory of God. He does not want our righteous behavior, our righteousness to bring glory to God. He wants to attack the glory of God. Paul showcases the difference between a human self-righteousness and a practical self-righteousness. In Philippians 3, you can study that on your own. Philippians 3, verses 4 to 12. It compares a self-righteousness and a practical righteousness. He wants us to know that salvation is not based on what we have done, but on what we have been given in Christ. When Christ saves us and brings us out of sin and dead religion into a new life in himself, the imputed righteousness of Christ within us is lived out in practical righteousness or obedience to the Lord. Christ has come to dwell inside you, brothers and sisters. And now he's living his life out through us. We are vessels in the hands of the Master. Now that we live out lives of practical righteousness. And when we live our life in obedience to the Lord and to his word, he's glorified, and Satan has a difficult time with a believer who understands who he is in Christ. That's why I emphasize over and over and over who you are in Christ. Ephesians emphasizes it for 3 chapters. Romans emphasizes it for 11 chapters. Galatians 3 chapters. Colossians, Philippians, these epistles explain to us what we are in Christ and who we are in Christ. And when we understand that and realize that, then we live out a practical righteousness in our lives. Now, if you live out that practical righteousness, one who doesn't take sin lightly, one who will not play around on the edges of evil, well, how much sin can I get away with? We'll find that the breastplate of righteousness will bring forth many blessings. And the other side of that is, if you don't put on, you will be robbed. You will be robbed of many things. I want to look at a few of the things that you will be robbed of if you don't put on the breastplate of righteousness. Having put on, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Lacking this breastplate of righteousness will rob you, first of all, of spiritual joy. Most of the relational and emotional problems we have in life are not the fault of other people, but they're the direct result of our unconfessed, unforsaken sin in our own lives. Many of the doubts, fears, and griefs we carry about with us are not related to what others do or don't do. They're related to a failure in our own lives to live holy lives before the Lord. And when Satan finds that weakness in us, he exploits it to the fullest. And when he does, our joy, our peace, our sense of well-being will be the first casualties. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba, killed Uriah, and covered it up with a mountain of lies, he lost his joy. And we, brothers and sisters, if we will insist on living in unconfessed, unforsaken sin, not putting on the breastplate of righteousness, we will be robbed of spiritual joy. Secondly, if we don't put on the breastplate of righteousness, we will be robbed of spiritual fruit. Not only joy will be lost, fruit will be lost. If you're disobedient to the word of God, you'll be unfruitful in your work for the Lord. Here, though, is the recipe for fruitfulness. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. When we serve the Lord out of a disobedient spirit, any achievements we seem to have will be nothing but empty skins with no fruit within. Failure to put on the breastplate of righteousness, loss of spiritual joy, loss of spiritual fruit, also loss of spiritual rewards. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 through 5. Without holiness and righteous obedience to the word of God, nothing we do is pleasing to the Lord. Therefore, nothing we do in his name will be blessed. Everything we do while not wearing the breastplate of righteousness will be burnt up in the day of judgment. Lack of rewards, lack of fruit, lack of joy. Also, if we fail to put on the breastplate of righteousness, brothers and sisters, we dishonor God. We bring reproach upon his name and upon his glory. The worst part of our sin as believers is that our sins bring dishonor to the name of our Father in heaven. Our sin hinders the spread of the gospel. Our sin tells the world that what we are, we're no different than they are. When we sin, we open the door for Satan to attack us, to hinder our effectiveness for the Lord. That is why we must take up and put on the breastplate of righteousness. You must, brother and sister, take it up, put it on. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to put it on, brothers and sisters. And when we do, our thought life, our emotional life will be protected from the attacks of the enemy. Don't you know by now that when you live in sin, unconfessed sin, your life is a mess, your thought life is a mess, your emotional life is a mess. It just, the Holy Spirit just keeps bringing that sin up and up and up and up and up over and over and over again. It's like a windshield wiper on the car. It just keeps going. The Holy Spirit just keeps going back and forth. When are you going to repent of that? When are you going to give that up? When are you going to take up? When are you going to put on? Consider though, the following verses. If you put on the whole armor, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, there's a practical righteousness that you put on. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See, that's practical righteousness. That's putting on the breastplate of righteousness. Thinking on these things. Knowing these things, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen and may do. And the God of peace shall be with you. There is the breastplate of righteousness. You must do that. You must cast down imaginations. You must bring in to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. When we have on the breastplate of righteousness, we will live lives that are clean and holy and that bring glory to the Lord. When we live out practical righteousness, day by day, the enemy will find that his temptations will not have power over us. The belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness are essential pieces of the whole armor. Brothers and sisters, we must put on the whole armor of God. And when they're in place, we are on our way to becoming a believer who is able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Brothers and sisters, this is not a camp trip that we're on. This is not a vacation that we're on. We are in a war and we are in a battle, and it will never end until we get to glory. Romans 13, verses 11 through 14. hear these words of our brother Paul, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Let us put on the armor of light. Are you wearing the breastplate of righteousness? Have you put it on? Are you day by day living a holy life for the glory of God? Are there sins to confess that you need to bring to God right now? He said he'll forgive them. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Maybe Satan's been having a field day with you, just beating you up, kicking you around, because you're living in sin. And Satan is just having a field day with you. Do you need to repent? Do you need to come clean with the Lord so that the Lord can use you for his glory? Maybe you're listening, my friend, today and you are lost. You've never come to Christ. You're lost. You're dead in your sins and your trespasses. But the good news is that you're hearing the gospel right now. There's hope for you. If you're lost, come to Christ now for salvation. He won't turn you away. That's what the scripture says. Clearly teaches, whosoever will, come. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, he will save you. Come to Christ today for salvation. Brothers and sisters, let us not forget, we are in the warfare. So stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. May we go forth, brother. May we carry on, sister. May we press on, for our God is worthy of our obedience.